Praise listeners, we thank you for listening to our station 24-7, 365 with our great programming from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Melanie Pratt, the Lonnie Hunter Show, the James Fortune Show, William Becton, and Christopher Gray. These great personalities play gospel and inspirational music that's current and from the past, and we know you love it. Now, for those of you who love the preached word, WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 has four dynamic 30-minute blocks of programming, beginning Sundays at 6 a.m. with an inspirational variety show, Motivations with Gloria. 6:30 a.m., Life Changing Church with overseer Dorothy McGuire. 7 a.m., The Glory Has Come International Ministries with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. And 7:30, The Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. That's 2 hours of preaching, teaching, and inspirational entertainment every Sunday morning just for you on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
But they that await upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need is in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry Broadcast, already in progress.
Let's sing it together. Say, say, you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Say, you're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
So amazing.
So amazing.
Say, you're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
So amazing.
So amazing.
You cause the sun, the sun and to shine. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say goodbye.
We stand.
Patterson for reading it earlier, Psalm 150. I want to read it from the King James Version. And this is what it says. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. For a few moments, I want to talk to you from this subject. Praise the Lord, everybody. Can I say that again? Praise the Lord, everybody. Why don't you do that? Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Amen. Anybody feel like praising the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. That's what I'm talking about. I'm almost through. But really, I want to tell you today that my greatest desire, and I love how the choir sang, my heart's desire is to worship and give him praise. That's my heart's desire. That's the greatest desire of my life. The greatest desire of my life is not popularity. It is not fame or fortune, because all of that is fleeting. It does not come to stay. My greatest desire is not to have the biggest house or the biggest car, because houses and cars deteriorate over time. My greatest desire is not to have the applause of men and women, because folks are fickle. People can change like the weather. But my greatest desire is to grow closer and closer to my God. My desire is to develop and to cultivate a more intimate relationship with my Heavenly Father. That's what I want to do. I want to get closer to Him. I want to be in His presence, to live in His presence, to walk in His presence, to bask in His presence, because that's the safest place in the whole wide world, is in the will and in the presence of Almighty God. Don't you agree today? And so if you're putting your hope and your trust in other things, let me tell you that Isaiah is right, that no matter how pretty it is, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God sustains forever. Anybody believe that today, that God's word and that God will stand forever? After everything else is gone, God is still there, and He still loves us. So if by chance today, people of God, you are feeling a bit frustrated with life, and if by chance today you are feeling far removed from God, we get that way sometimes when you feel that God is so far away, that you feel sometimes that God is not available to you. You feel at times that you are estranged from God. It is not that God has walked away from you. Perhaps you have not drawn yourself to Him. And if you want to know how to get to God, let me give you His address. You may want to write it down. Can I spell it for you? P-R-A-I-S-E. God lives in praise. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people. Anybody believe that you want to get to God's house, you got to praise Him. The psalmist said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Anybody want to go to God's house? Come on and give God praise. Praise the Lord, everybody. Because if your life feels humdrum and you feel as if your life does not matter, that's the devil talking to you. And what you need is that you need to go to some higher ground. You need to get up to a higher altitude. And the way you get there is through praise. Because what happens in praise is that God does not come down to you, but rather in praise you are lifted up to him. Because when you praise him, God picks you up and lifts you into his presence. Have you ever realized or recognized that when you are engaged in a season of praise and you are singing the songs of Zion, you're reading the word of God and you have scripture on your heart, that things begin to look different. Things begin to sound different. Things begin to feel different because you're in a whole new place. Oh my God, you are lifted high above your problems, high above your pressures, high above your pain. When you give God praise, I come by here to say, praise the Lord, everybody. Give him praise. I love this. I'm almost done. Because the truth is that the more you praise God, the closer you get to God. And the closer you get to God, the more you receive from God. And the more you receive from God, the more you want to do for God. And the more you want to do for God, the more God wants to do for you. But somebody said that when praises go up. Oh, y'all don't believe that in here. Y'all don't believe that in here. Anybody believe that in here? When praises go up. Blessing. Anybody want to be blessed in this house? Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. That's what you got to do now. If you want a breakthrough, you got to learn how to praise him. If you want your body healed, praise him. If you want your soul delivered, praise him. If you want your house healed, praise him. I don't know what you come to do, but I've come to praise the Lord. I want to make an announcement in this place. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Don't you feel better? Hallelujah. We were created to praise him. The people of God understood this. The children of Israel understood this. That's why we have the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is records the praise of God's people. I love the entire book of Psalms. It's a collection of praise psalms and also reflects the experiences of God's people. If you look at the book of Psalms, it records the highs and the lows. It records the peaks and the valleys. It records the trials and the triumphs of the people of God. As they moved from the wilderness to the promised land, they praised God. Before they went into battle, they praised God. During the battle, they praised God. When the battle was over, they praised God. When they were crossing the Red Sea, they praised God. When Pharaoh's army was behind them, they praised God. When God rained down manna from the sky, they praised God. When they got water out of a rock, they praise God. When they walked around the walls of Jericho, they praise God. And as you come to the close of the book of Psalms, the last five chapters, the last five psalms open up with praise ye the Lord. And you come down to Psalm 150. It culminates with the command, praise ye the Lord. It's not a suggestion. It is a command. If you want to know how to access the things of God, you've got to know how to praise the Lord. I didn't make this up. Jesus said it himself. He said it this way. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given unto you. And the reason why some people are frustrated right now is because you're mad because you didn't get the things that you wanted. You didn't get the car that you wanted. You didn't get the job that you wanted. You didn't get the house that you wanted. You didn't get the boo that you wanted. But you got it mixed up and twisted. You got to give God praise first. You got to praise him. Praise him. Praise him. And God will bless you when you learn how to praise him. Hallelujah. So when you look at this psalm, the psalmist seems to help us with this. helps us understand who to praise and when to praise and why to praise and where to praise. I just came by to say, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him, first of all, where? Praise him in the firmament of his power. Lord, have mercy. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. In the first instance, you got to praise him in the firmament of his power. Where is his sanctuary? God's sanctuary. So you thought I was going to say here. But God's sanctuary is everywhere.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Word of God teaches us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. These are words from Scripture that tells us that God is pleased when we trust him, when we go to him, when we seek him first for all things. We know that there are times in life when times are tough. And we know that when times are tough, there seems like there is no hope. But there is good news. We have a God that would never leave us or forsake us. And that is a promise from heaven. Please join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience each Sunday at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website at littlerockamezion.org.
God's sanctuary, everywhere you step is on turf that belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. That's the firm of his power. Everywhere you look, everywhere your eyes will gaze is the firmament of his power. Everywhere I look, I see his firmament of his power. When I look up at the skies, that's the firmament of his power. When I look at the seas, that's the firmament of his power. When I look at the stars at night, that's the firmament of his power. When I look at the sun in the sky, that's the firmament of his power. When I look at the clouds and the snow and the rain, everywhere is the firmament of his power. Everywhere I am is the firmament of his power. So he says, praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. So in other words, where should I praise him? Or to praise him where? Or to praise him everywhere. And that means I don't just praise him in good places. No, I got to praise him in bad places too. I can't just praise him in church. I got to also praise him in the community. I can't just praise him at home. I got to praise him also at the hospital. I can praise him everywhere I go. I got to give God praise. So I come by here and say, praise him everywhere. Praise him in the hospital. Praise him at your job. Praise him at your home. Praise him on the bus. Praise him on the train. Praise him in the airport. Praise him on the airplane. Praise him on the street. Praise him at Harris Teeter. Praise him at Kroger. Praise him at the mall. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Everywhere you go, you ought to praise the Lord, because everywhere you go, you see his power. You see the firmament of his power. That's why this hymn writer said, oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe is displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great, hallelujah, how great thou art. I've come by here to say praise the Lord, everybody. Point two. Not only praise him in the firm of his power, praise him because he's faithful to his promise. Lord have mercy. The psalmist says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. So the first thing he says is where to praise him. But the second is why to praise him. He says, praise him for his mighty acts. In other words, he's faithful to his promise. Not only where should I praise him, but why I praise him. I praise him because he deserves to be praised. And he deserves to be praised because he's faithful to his promise. What are you saying, preacher? Everything God has promised, he's done it. I said everything he's promised, he's done it. Whatever God promised, he's able to do it. And he's able to perform it.
And even if he has not done it yet, because he promised it, you can start praising him. I've come by here to make an announcement. You can praise him even though he has not done it, because he's good for it. What am I trying to say? You can praise him on credit because he's good for it. He said he's going to do it. Get ready for it to be done. He's good for it. You may have not got your healing yet, but praise him like you're already healed. You may not have your job yet, but praise him like you already got it. You may not have your loan yet, but praise him like you already got it. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to what he's going to do, but somebody ought to praise him for what he's already done. Have you done anything in your life? Praise him because he put food on your table. Praise him because he put money in your pocket. Praise him because he put joy in your soul. Praise him because he got a roof over your head. Praise him because he healed you. Praise him because he delivered you. Praise him for his mighty acts. Has God done anything for anybody up in here, up in here? Praise him for his mighty acts. But not only that, praise him for his excellent greatness. I would have known, does anybody in here besides me know that God is great? As a matter of fact, not only he's great, he's greater than great. He's gooder than good. He's stronger than strong. He's powerful than powerful. He's everything that I need. Praise him what he's done, but praise him just because he's God all by himself. Praise him because he's God. Praise him because he's Jehovah Jireh. Praise him because he's Shalom Shalom. Praise him because he's Jehovah Tiskanu. Praise him because he's a doctor in a sick room. Praise him because he's a lawyer in a courtroom. Praise him because he's bread on your table. Praise him because he's money in your pocket. Praise him because he is faithful to his promise. Whatever God said he would do, he would do it. Praise him like he's already done. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. It may not have happened yet, but praise him. Praise him until your lights come back on. Praise him until you get that job. Praise him until your child come back home. Praise him until your marriage is healed. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him because he's faithful to his promise. I don't know how you feel about it, but I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make his boast unto the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, have mercy. Well, one more thing. Point one, point two, point three. Not only praise him in the firm of his power, not only praise him because he's been faithful to his promise, but when you praise him, you follow the plan. Lord have mercy. Somebody say follow the plan. Follow the plan. It boggles my mind that everything that God made, all of his creation, knows how to follow the plan except for the greatest of his creation, us. I mean, everything else he made knows what to do. They follow the plan, and when you follow the plan will work. And so the sun follows the plan. It shines every morning. The stars follow the plan. They twinkle every night. The birds follow the plan. They fly when God tells them. The flowers follow the plan. They bloom where God tells them. And if the birds can praise him, and if the sky can praise him, and if the fish can praise him, what about you? You got to follow the plan. Praise the Lord. Not only do you understand in your praise, not only do you understand why you praise, and not only do you understand when to praise, but you got to know who to praise. You got to know who should praise. And everybody ought to praise the Lord. How do you praise him? Well, I'm glad you asked. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise, praise ye, praise the Lord. Come on and give him praise. No matter who you are, you can praise him. You can praise him. Praise the Lord. No matter what you're going, follow the plan and praise the Lord. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you heard. I know things may be shaking in your life. I know your sky may be dark right now, but that does not give you an excuse not to praise him, because there's only two times you should praise the Lord: when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. I want to know, does anybody want to give God praise even though your heart is breaking? Can you praise him now even though your soul is aching? Can you praise him now even though you got pain in your life? Can you praise him now? He deserves our praise. Praise the Lord. The psalmist says, let everything that have breath.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to the Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. The Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning. The Life-Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire. And Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.